Welcome to Outdoor Radio Show, where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for eyes on the outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors. RTPOutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good, the bad, and the ugly. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the campfire. Pull that chair in real close. Get nice and warm. Get another cup of Thomas coffee. Ray I here with the Peanut, the Vogler Vogler, and Matty G on yet another beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Kind of difficult to get in here today because I've been down in the Ozarks and I had to come back into St. Louis. We're in our Bunker Midwest Outdoors studios. We're going to have a great show this morning. Got all kinds of things lined up.
We're live mobile on demand.
Yes, we are. We're going to have Todd Rogers on. He's going to give us a scouting report. He's with Rut and Strut Outfitters out in Oklahoma. Listen to that fire this morning. Man, yesterday morning, did you see me yesterday morning? I had a cup of coffee in the Ozarks watching the sunrise, listening to the woods up. That was just absolutely awesome. We're going to visit with Joe Tires. I saw him down at the NWTF convention, and he's with the president of Hero Hunt, Inc., and we're going to talk to him about that. We got Mr. Strand on, Mark Strand, our editor. He's going to talk about the cool stuff, the March issue, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, which we have right here with us, right?
Right. Yes, right here in my hand.
Yeah, right here, right here. We're going to have that Brian Clark guy on, talk a little bit about Ray Rays.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to have Paul Hollis on, talk about RTP Outdoors.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I got you guys. And how was you guys' weekend? Everybody cool with everything? We have a good weekend?
Sweet.
Sweet. How about you, Matty G?
Oh, I'm here. My weekend's just getting started. We're ready to rock and roll. Let's do a little radio magic.
Yeah,
didn't say
baby.
It this morning.
Yeah, going to have a great show. Boy, I brought some little breakfast sandwich in, little Deer Stand turkey bacon sandwich. I had this venison and sausage mixture that I kept in the refrigerator overnight. Had some leftover from the Ozarks, a little tame jalapeno, a little Ray Ray seasoning, a little bombonia. How do you say that? Bombonia?
Bombonia?
Yeah, bombonia seasoning.
I've never had
tame jalapenos.
Those tame jalapenos
two cheeses
before. And they're magic. They're that sweet.
I did toast the bun in olive oil and butter. And it was just a sesame seed sandwich, but nothing fancy, not a pretzel or anything like that. With the two cheeses on it, it was still, you know, it was good. It was an excellent breakfast. Just a touch of Ray Ray's barbecue sauce on the bottom of the bun. But the thing that makes it good, I grilled them this morning on the charbroiler outside.
Uh-huh.
And when I took them off with the melted cheese and put them on the bun, I wrapped them in aluminum foil and let them rest. Let that sear in there. Oh, my. Pretty good.
Oh, they're fantastic.
What do you got for me, Vogler Vogler, real quick, before I start talking about
this
the
year? When turkey folks came to Nashville, they did it in record-breaking fashions, turning Music City into Turkey Town, USA. More than 52,000 turkey hunters, conservationists, and outdoor enthusiasts flocked to the Gaylord Opry Resort for the 41st annual convention and sports show, February 15th and 19th. This year's tops 2016's previous record in attendance, leading to the best convention ever for the nonprofit organization. Ha! It just was fantastic, it looks like. And
yeah,
one of the other things?
Yeah.
Senate confirms Ryan Zink as Interior Secretary, and one of his first things that he did, is All Sportsmen's Applause, Secretary Zink's Protection of Traditional Ammunition, the National Rifle Association, and many hugging organizations.
Many what?
Hunting.
Oh, hunting. Said hugging. I'm in that. I'm in the hugging organization.
Hunking. Yeah.
Watch it now.
Applaud Secretary Zink's decision to withdraw the last administration's decree to impose final day for ban the use of lead ammunition and fishing tackle on National Wildlife Refuge.
That's good information. Yeah, we needed that out this morning.
That's hands off to him. And the West Virginia Senate Committee, this is something we don't appreciate here, is we should, Senate Committee on Natural Resources.
You're babbling today again.
I know. That second half of that burger just... the bill was to expand Sunday hunting opportunities.
How many areas
don't get to hunt on Sunday? That's amazing. There's like 11 states still.
You know, they're going to get you because you just ate Bambi's mother.
I know. Oh, she was so
Give me
good.
One more before I start talking about other stuff. Come on.
One more. Missouri Department of Conservation invites you to public to learn about turkey hunting. It's free clinics in Springfield, Missouri, and Lebanon, Missouri. We'll have tips for youth and adults.
Who's doing it?
It's April. It's Missouri Department of Conservation.
Oh.
And they are going to have April 8th and 9th for the state's regular turkey season. They're having these programs. But look at the local Missouri Department of Conservation and see this is going to be held at the conservation clinics. Topics covered, and these include calling, locating, firearm safety,
in the microphone,
hunter preparation.
There you go.
Identifying legal birds. We got migrant birds?
Oh, this is...
You shut your mouth, you bastard!
This show is really slow starting off. Usually we start off with a big bang. Don't we, Maddie? We get fired up. We got turkeys gobbling. We got music going. And now we got the Vogler Vogler.
Yeah, well,
yeah, the news to start the show is...
We're going to rethink this.
Yeah, I was saying. We might have to go back to the drawing
board. I wasn't ready.
We can't feed him and then
no, that's the problem.
Let him go to work.
That's the problem. He ate two of those deer stand sandwiches this morning.
But can I say this once and we can say it another time in the show?
What?
Well, that's saying it more than once, isn't it?
2017 Mid-America Open Wild Turkey and Owl Hooting Championship, St. Louis, Missouri.
There he goes.
Saturday, March 18th.
What do you know?
2017.
Cabela's, all you got to do is threaten him.
555 Mill Creek Road, Hazelwood, Missouri. Mid-America Open check-in at 12
here's
p.m.
Here's something he's heard many times. You do that again, you're going to be on the outside of the glass with a handful of news and no place to read it.
Contest starts after final check-in. 1,000 payout to first place.
Well, now he's
place.
On a roll.
Oh, yeah.
And payout according some music, to second, he third, needs some fourth, music? And fifth place will depend upon the number of turkey callers. 60-40 split for the Owl Hooters.
Oh, you're getting
for
all serious,
more information, call North Police at 314-575-2988 or Mitch Norris. 314-496-4180. Sponsored by Cabela's, Mossy Oak, and St. Louis.
And, okay, hold up a minute. We want to send out our thoughts and prayers to all those in Perryville affected by the tornado, a horrible event. We was worried about our Indian Creek boys. They said they kept their head down. It was just north of them, about 13, 14 miles, and everybody's okay. But there was a lot of people affected and a lot of homes destroyed. And it's a terrible thing, and we just wish them all the best and wanted to know that we're thinking of you this morning.
Mark Twain Forest Long Spurs have their banquet this evening. And
get in the microphone, remember?
You can go
there
to Pelosi.
Go. The difference.
Pelosi? Oh, I got that on my mind. Potosi Lions
Pelosi,
Club.
Pelosi, where did that come from?
She's been in the news opening her mouth.
I don't know how anybody listens to her. Anyway, go ahead.
And tonight is their banquet. You can Google it.
You want her, don't you?
And, that's a sick thought right there. But here's Mark Twain Forest Long
or another
Spurs.
Cup of coffee.
Hunting
Thomas
Heritage
coffee.
Banquet.
Pull up a fire. Close to the fire. Roast some
Potosi meats. Lions Club. Great things. Hey, if you've ever seen some of the stuff that they have on auctions there, it's gorgeous.
As you know, I spent some time in the Ozarks. You can go to my Facebook and look at some of the pictures. We had some great food. We had quail and eggs yesterday morning. And I want to thank that Matty G, we got a little connection here. I want you to hear this. I want to thank Tom Stillman, owner and president of Blues, for providing the quail for our breakfast.
What a great guy he is.
Him and Jack Thomas, my brother's boss, and all the great guys that went on a quail shoot, give Marty the quail for us.
Oh.
And Marty brought those down to camp, and I fried those in bacon grease and olive oil with a seasoned flour, rubbed in olive oil, oh my goodness, milk and egg mixture, and fried those. And we had eggs and quail breast. We had the venison breakfast sausage you just had. Oh, we had a tremendous. I made a cheesy fried potato casserole with it had venison sausage in it, bacon, and a mixture of three cheeses, onions. Oh, my.
And when did you have the fried corn?
The same time. Fried corn was awesome. I went and got corn on the cob and boiled it and cooked it, and I seasoned it, seasoned water, and then I let it set overnight in the refrigerator, skinned that baby down, cooked it in bacon.
Ooh. Those guys down in Louisiana that listen to the show always talked about the fried corn with the, not onion, onions, you know, and they just said, oh. But
to walk out on the deck of the hunting place, the ridges and the woods is right there, and also the river hills, and then go over to the river hills and watch and listen to nature wake up is the kickoff for our 2017 spring turkey expedition, or what shall we call it?
Lifestyle.
No, not a lifestyle. What do you call it when you go everywhere forever? It's like, it's a tour. Or there's another name for it, and I couldn't think of it because I've been flatlining a lot lately. I think it was those lead frame mouth calls I used to blow with no tape. That probably has some effect. Now, they're calling me old school on Facebook because I showed me building, hand building calls. I don't use presses and stuff to build calls. I've always been building for 30. Why am I old school? You're using flat frames. Where's the tape? Unbelievable.
Traditionalist.
Yeah.
Did you have?
And if I got to hear one more time about how old I am, guys, I was at a restaurant. I went to go to the restroom. A young lady goes, honey, honey, don't go in there yet. Floor's really slick. You don't want to break a hip.
Jeez.
That hurts. See the tear on my face? Let's take a break. I want to talk about some restaurants when we come back before we get into the rest of this. But we are into our turkey deal. We'll be into a turkey tour. It's not a tour. It's not an expedition. I can't believe I'm doing this. And those out there that know me know what I'm doing right now because I did it all week. I'll think of it when I come back. Let's take a break, Matty G, and go to the other side, pay a few bills, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a few more announcements, and then I've had some restaurants I want to talk about. See you on the other side, baby.